Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
For years, Missouri has been known as the national capital of the poppy mill industry, and this year is no exception. The state once again made the horrible 100 list. Our Maria Kina goes in depth on this story.
We've been talking about this for 15 years. That's when Missourians voted for Proposition B, which would have closed loopholes that allowed the industry to get so large. But the Missouri legislature replaced Prop B with a watered-down version that essentially slaps unscrupulous breeders and puppy mills with small fines. And even though the Ag Department is supposed to conduct yearly inspections, frequently, these breeders do not allow those inspections. Cody Atkinson is Missouri Director for Humane World for Animals.
We have to defend against worse legislation when we have great bills like HB 1298 or HB 910 that would help us crack down on these puppy mill industries. There are organizations like the Missouri Pet Breeders Association and the Missouri Federation of Animal Owners who sit on the other side in these hearings from us and try to knock these sorts of bills down. The Missouri Pet Breeders Association very specifically requested that they be carved out, commercial kennels be carved out of the enforcement actions in 1298, which is a wonderful bill that would provide training for law enforcement and other individuals to recognize and report animal abuse and neglect. Again, they don't want anybody peeking behind the curtain because they know what they'll find.
If they issue these citations, is that enough? Nothing's happening when they don't have any teeth to them, do they?
No, not really. It takes a lot before we can really take action, before the state can take action against some of these kennels. We don't have enough dedicated resources to really crack down on these past these various citations. An incredibly expensive ordeal to have these animals removed and placed in other facilities where a veterinarian or an adoption center can take care of them through these trials. You know, I would love to see some dedicated funds within the budget to help prosecutors with those issues. Too often those animals are taken and the folks who had those animals taken from them refuse to pay for their care after they're taken. So somebody is holding the bag that can't afford it. You know, and we are particularly disturbed by another bill, HB 489, that would get rid of the disposition process within the state of Missouri, which was established to very quickly determine whether animals were abused or neglected. But this bill would remove that process and could wind up in legal limbo for multiple years, all while these animals may still be stuck in these horrendous conditions.
Does that also mean, like, when the Humane Society comes in, because I know very recently they've been doing rescues in these horrific locations, does that also mean when they do that, normally they wait for a ruling to come back if they can take custody of the animals. Does that mean in this case they could actually stay in those places?
Yes, it's perfectly likely that that could happen if this bill were to get out of the Senate. You know, we are fighting with everything we have. Humane Day at the Capitol was today, where folks went around and spoke with their elected officials to oppose that particular bill. and support things like 1298 and 910 and request more spay and neuter funding for our state spay and neuter fund. And we hope we beat it. This would be the 15th year in a row this version has been pushed. And, you know, we feel that we would just much rather work with people on cracking down on these bad breeders than work against and try and move forward.
Cody, what's the reason? I assume it's money, but what's the reason that the lawmakers don't want to step in here and put some rules and regulations in?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, I have no issue and with folks wanting to defend freedom and liberty, but a lot of it comes down to property rights. And, you know, maybe more so is a lot of lies and disinformation about what my organization does and what other animal rescue organizations do to fight cruelty and neglect. And I welcome anybody to give me a phone call, stop me at the Capitol, shoot an email over, and I would gladly discuss with them exactly how we go about reporting these things and working with law enforcement and making sure that every step along the way is taken legally and led by prosecutors and our local law enforcement. You know, too many folks believe that we go in there and make stories up and take animals without any sort of law enforcement support. It's absurd, but that's not how things work. We want law enforcement to be the lead on this. We want prosecutors to take very careful steps, because when you misstep, you could put these animals back in a bad position.
All you have to do is, like, when the Humane Society goes in and brings the animals back here to St. Louis, you can see the conditions that they're
right.
in. I don't know how anybody could misconstrue that as making stories up.
Right. It's really unfortunate. The level of documentation that you need to prosecute these cases is pretty substantial. So for folks to believe that due diligence isn't completed, you know, it's disappointing that they would take the word of some of these abusive operations over the very graphic evidence that we present.
Cody, we have a new attorney general in the state. What about him?
Yeah, we've been encouraged over the past couple of attorneys general on efforts to crack down on these puppy mills. Unfortunately, they are constrained by the weak laws that we have. So we have a decent reporting system where the Department of Agriculture is required to go inspect these facilities and report on what they see. But again, it's what they can enforce afterwards, and the punishments that we are able to dole out just aren't doing the job.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To go in there, once you find the abuse and the neglect and the animals are taken out of that situation, it would seem to me like that would give you all the ammunition you need to shut the facility down. But that doesn't happen, does it?
No. Unfortunately, there is quite the merry-go-round of license going on. So a lot of times you'll see somebody's license get yanked, but the facilities that they use to breed dogs are not also removed. The address is not shut down. It's just a license that is taken away. And a spouse, a cousin, a friend, a son or daughter will then pick up that license. They already have everything ready-made to start breeding dogs again in the same conditions. And it just goes on and on and on. So we really need to be able to crack down on this further, hopefully remove these facilities entirely and make sure that these licenses are not so easily obtainable by folks who are affiliated with bad breeders.
Besides being embarrassing for the state, is there something Missourians can do when they hear this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, go ahead and call your representative and your senator and support Representative Jones and Senator McCreary's HB 1298. That is a wonderful bill that would help us immensely crack down on animal abuse. The same thing with Representative Don Mayhew's HB 910. That would create a felony for intentional starvation of animals. Right now, that is only a misdemeanor, and that surprises a lot of people. So these are the sorts of steps up that we need to make available to our prosecutors, to our attorney general, because they want to fight these cases. They just don't have the resources and tools available legislatively.
That is Cody Atkinson, Missouri State Director for Humane World for Animals. Thank you for doing the work that you're doing and bringing this to people's attention, and hopefully you can make a difference.
Thank you so much.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.